Miss an interview? Listen to it now at 1043thefan.com. Brought to you by First Bank. You work hard for your business, so should your bank. Talk to a First Bank business specialist today. First Bank. Business banking for good. Member FDIC. It's Orlando and Sandy, presented by SCL Mortgage. Here's the great Sandy Clough and former Denver Bronco Orlando Franklin.
We are pleased right now at 11:31 on this Thursday morning, a snowy Thursday morning in the Mile High City, to welcome the president and CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio, David Baker, to the program. David was announced back in January of 2014 as the president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame, and almost 2 years ago received the prestigious March of Dimes Sports Leadership Award. He will be presenting rings to the Bowen family and to Champ Bailey at Empower Field at Mile High on Sunday. Those rings will be presented, and David joins us now. And when I think of the Pro Football Hall of Fame now, and especially, David, under your leadership in the last 5 years, I think of a particular commitment that seems to have been made to the history of the game being honored and to those who built the game, and you have established that commitment and sustained it over the years. Was that one of the things you wanted to do most when you took over some 5.5+ years ago?
Well, you know, Sandy, it's great to be with you, and I know you're a big historian on Denver sports, but yeah, it is about our mission at the Pro Football Hall of Fame is to honor the heroes of the game, guys like Pat and guys like Champ. It's also to preserve its history, and history is made in this league every day, multiple times a day. We have 6 million pictures and 40 million documents. But it's also to promote the values of the game and then to celebrate excellence. At the Pro Football Hall of Fame, it's not just about the worship of football heroes or, the worship of football. Football is a lot of fun. And I guarantee you, as you know, these football heroes are very interesting. But it's really about the values that they relied upon to be great. Pat Mullen, what he did from a business perspective and from a television perspective, not just for the Denver Broncos, but for the entire league, required courage and commitment. And there were times he was scared and he had to persevere. For Champ, you know, if you're going to be a great cornerback in this league, you got to be competitive. You got to be tenacious. You got to have a short memory, and you got to come back on the next play, just like it was your first play of your life. And there's a lot that we can learn from heroes like this. That's more than just football. There are things that can make us better business people, better fathers, better sure. mothers, a better community. So for me, I call this the Church of Football. It doesn't matter whether you're a Baptist or a Buddhist or a Republican or a Democrat. There are values here that when you get in this huddle that is so unique to football, there's wonderful things that we can all learn from the history, from the people upon whose shoulders we stand.
Hey, David, during the summer, there was a lot of questions if Pat Bowlen was going to receive his jacket and ring because he had passed away, and that's never happened. Could you just talk us through what went into your guys' decision and to change in your guys' policy and allowing Mr. B's family to receive the jacket and ring?
Yeah, well, Orlando, I'll tell you what, we're in a situation where Pat was the first enshrinee to ever pass away between the time he was selected and the time he was to be enshrined. And, what we found in our experience is sometimes it can be a burden to a guy's family instead of a benefit if guys are fighting over the ring or fighting over the jacket. And I do want to tell you, for us at the Pro Football Hall of Fame, his family really came together. I had the privilege of knowing Pat Mullen, and I knew him to be one of the more humble people I've ever met. And I think he was uncomfortable with attention on him. And so in some respects, it may have been more comfortable that he wasn't around for this because he wanted the attention to be on the Broncos. He wanted the attention to be on everybody else. But I do know that he would not have wanted this to split up his family. And he wanted his family to come together. So we came to an arrangement with the family and with the Broncos that the gold jacket and the ring is actually property of the Hall of Fame, but it will forever be used at the training facility so that all the fans can see it. And the family was in support of that. The Broncos were in support of that. And so this, in some respects, this is a ring presentation that will not just be the champ, for his legacy.
Yeah.
But it will be not just to Pat, but really for the entire organization, the entire city.
You've spoken of Champ Bailey, and we understand from knowing him out here and from those who played with him that humility, not necessarily a common trait among defensive backs, humility was one of the first things people thought of and think of now when it comes to Champ Bailey as well as to Pat Bowlen, that there is, I think on the part of everyone who is inducted, most everyone, a sense of being humbled by the great honor. But with these two and Champ very much like Pat Bowlen, did you have that same sense that when you encounter Champ, his humility comes through before almost anything else?
Well, first of all, I think Champ was one of the players that Pat, kind of respected the
most. Yes.
Pat loved all his players, but he had a special affection for Champ. And as you may know, his dog, Champ's dog, was named after Champ Bailey.
Right.
Called Champ.
Right.
But it's funny that you would bring this up, Sandy. And we do a thing with our gold jackets, a lot of them, especially in the first year, we do something with the Ford Motor Company that is called the Hometown Hall of Famer, where they go back to their town,
right?
And for instance, their high school, and they get a massive plaque that said that Champ Bailey went to school here. He became a Hall of Famer. He shall forever, his legacy shall live in Canton, Ohio. But he got to start here, and it's a huge assembly, and it inspires kids. And it's a great program that we're able to do with Ford. But let me tell you, when we just did that a week ago with Champ, and when we talked to Champ, Champ's response was, nobody's going to remember me there. I wasn't as good there. And it was almost like, gee, if we have this program, nobody's going to show up. It was a roaring success. I think they named a street after him. I think they were naming the stadium after him. And he understood, at least for a second, how much people think of him. But to hear him talk about it, Sandy, it was, gosh, I don't know. Nobody's going to know me. And I do think that comes from his humility. But to me, that's one of the reasons he's in the Hall of Fame, is he is such a spectacular team player. And I strongly suspect that's one of the reasons why Pat loved him so much.
David, we see in these Hall of Fame games that not a lot of teams want to play their starters. So you're seeing typically the second string and the third string for, if not all the game, majority of the game. And a couple years ago, we also saw that the Hall of Fame game was scrapped because of the field conditions. Have you guys considered, especially with the way these guys are talking with their induction speeches and those things running really long, have you guys considered at all maybe scrapping the Hall of Fame game and having the induction speeches for two nights as opposed to one?
Yeah, I don't think even close, because I still think people enjoy it, and I still think it's a privilege for guys to play in it. Orlando, I do think that I think it's likely that the league and the CBA will probably move before too long from four playoffs preseason games to three, and therefore, it may make it a little bit more valuable than a fifth preseason game to somebody. And then eventually, as they need to move to two, I think a third preseason game is actually going to be a real advantage to some clubs if it goes that way. But I do think you know, first of all, you know, it's important to start the season where everything began, right there in Canton. And it's a remarkable event, if you have not been there, where 4,800 volunteers take 2 weeks of vacation. And it's a remarkable time. And it has grown in popularity and, you know, about 700,000 people descend upon the city.
Yeah.
And so it kind of begins, it kicks off the season in a great way for all of us who love football. But I also would say the second part of your question about the guys talking too long, I think that's absolutely true. And I have wanted to do something about this for a number of years. It's difficult with television, but I think we're going to be doing something about that next year for sure, because we're going to have 20 Hall of Famers to be enshrined for the 2020 class.
Yes.
And we'll split that up between the enshrinement and the centennial celebration, which will be in mid-September. But, you know, I think that you're absolutely right there, Orlando. You know, I try to let our enshrinees who are giving their speeches to know that, you know, at Gettysburg, the main speaker spoke for 2.5 hours. And all people remember is the 2 minutes and 48 seconds that, you know, Lincoln shared in the Gettysburg Address. So it's not the length of speech, it's the content in it.
Well, it's been an honor and a privilege to talk to you, and we greatly admire the job you've done at the Pro Football Hall of Fame over the past 5.5 years plus. David Baker has been our guest, the president and CEO of the Pro Football Hall of Fame in Canton, Ohio. Hopefully the snow will be gone, or at least it will not be snowing on Sunday as the Broncos play the Titans and Champ Bailey and the Pat Bowlen family and the late Pat Bowlen are honored. David, it's been a pleasure. Thank you very much.
Sandy, Orlando, thank you guys. We're going to have a wonderful time at halftime of that game, and it's going to be, no matter what the weather, it's going to be the place where everybody wants to be. Thanks, guys. Appreciate all you do for the game.
Thank you, David. Appreciate it, and thank you for the kind words. That's David Baker.
That just made me even more
CEO
excited now.
And president of the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
This is my first Bronco game this weekend, second NFL game in my lifetime that I've ever been to. Without playing in it. So super excited now. You know, we're going to be tuned in at halftime. Now I know I can't get out of my seat. If I have to go to the bathroom, I got to go to the bathroom before halftime. I got to make sure that I'm in my seat.
Stick around for halftime. Stick around for halftime. All the people who will be in attendance, stick around for halftime. It'll be a special ceremony involving Pat Bowlen and Champ Bailey as we continue with a few final words next on Denver Sports Station, Sports Radio 104.3 The Fan.
You work hard for your business. So should we. That's why First Bank offers commercial real estate loans, business lines of credit, and online cash management solutions. With tools and services designed to make your business run easier, your day could have less this and more this. Visit eFirstBank.com/business to learn more. First Bank, business banking for good. Member FDIC.
First Bank. Banking for good.